Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. About 15% of Marylanders were born outside the United States. Maryland's ethnic diversity spans people from all over the globe. And now we'll take a look at a holiday being celebrated by the Nepalese community in the Free State. That number is about 20,000 people. The Nepali Festival of Dasin is upon us. The multi-day festival wraps up next week. The main day of the festival is tomorrow. Prem Raja Mahat joins me in the studio to tell us about Dasin. Prem has lived in Baltimore since the mid-1990s, where he and his wife Kabita own a restaurant called the Nepal House in Mount Vernon. Prem is also a folk music star in Nepal, where he had the top-selling album in the country for 10 years straight. So this is a multi-week festival. This is the biggest festival, and this is a religious holiday in Nepal. Huh? What's the basis of the holiday?
So this is our biggest festival we celebrate. This is all the people, all the whole Nepalese people who lives in Nepal and abroad. All the Nepalese people celebrate this festival, and this is a long festival. There is many festival, but this one is we celebrate more, like week to week. We like to eat, meet our people, greet each other, and that's why we do this.
You've been in America now for quite a number of years. Is there an American holiday that is kind of the same thing? Is this closer to Christmas or Easter, or is it the 4th of July or Labor Day?
Yeah. This is very closer to the Thanksgiving and Christmas. You know, we have the similar festival in Nepal and in America. The Thanksgiving look like similar to the our Dasain, this Dasara call, and then our Diwali. Tihar, this is similar to Christmas lighting everywhere in the lighting every house, you know.
So are there customs that you are used to celebrating in Nepal that you do here in America, or do you celebrate this holiday now that you're in America? Do you celebrate it in a different way?
We do the custom in Nepal, and we do here the same dress, we eating same food, and bringing all the culture same, and we have the we have symbolic, there is some symbol like we call tika,
and tika are the symbols that
symbol,
you have.
Yeah, tika, yeah. Then we do each other this tika, and then we have called jamara. There is a small sprout from the barley and corn.
Uh-huh. That's a special food you're eating.
Yes. Uh-huh. And we do in the our here, and we eat a lot of meat and everything, and we invite our relative, and we have the big gathering in house. You know, this time it might be the big gathering in my house too.
Uh-huh. Nice. And you are a musician, as we mentioned. You're a very popular folk musician, and you've been nice enough this morning to bring over this beautiful instrument. It's called a sarangi.
Yes.
Maybe you could grab the sarangi and play us a little bit.
Yes, I can
great.
Play. This is the number one instrument from the Nepal. We made in Nepal. This is our original instrument.
So it's an original instrument made in Nepal.
Uh-huh. Yes,
made in Nepal. You hold it kind of like a very small cello. It's about the size of an American viola. It has four strings on it. Uh-huh. And you hold it in your lap, and you're going to cross the bow sort of across your torso. Yeah.
Just so, like a cello, and this is like a fiddle. We call it small fiddle too.
Okay.
Fiddle. Look like a fiddle. And this looks like a cello too.
Uh-huh. Here's Prem Raja Mahat playing a little on his sarangi.
I can sing one song too about our festival.
Good.
Like this.
Yeah, it's beautiful. That's lovely. And do you play a lot at the Nepal House, your restaurant?
Yeah, I play in the Nepal House, and we have very good food in Nepal House, and then very good music too. And sometimes people, there comes more people, like a party, 20 people, 30 people, 40 people. They ask me about the Nepalese music, mm-hmm. and then go. I have this mini stage and lighting system, sound system, everything.
So for a big holiday like Dasen, I mean, do people come to the restaurant to celebrate, or is that always done in people's homes?
This festival, every people celebrate at home, mm-hmm. but we gather, every people gather in the one big hall, and we celebrate over there too.
Yeah, is it different? Is it make you homesick when you have to celebrate Dasen here in America? Do you get pangs of homesickness more so at this time of year than at other times of year?
Exactly. This time, you know, we remember our country, and when we celebrate here, and then we feel every people want to go in the Nepal and then celebrate in the village, in the small town, and in the country. But this time and then, that's why we celebrate here, and we remembering our country and our family, all the people, and then we do same thing here, and we eat same thing here, we do same thing, and we enjoy also, we dance, we eat, everything we do here.
Yeah, it's a way of remembering home. Yeah, that's yes. Great. Well, Prem Rajat Mahat, it's been a delight to meet you, and thank you for coming in and playing and speaking with us. Appreciate it.
And thank you very much. Thank you, WYP, and Tom Home, and then every people who is listening this our program. Thank you
okay,
so
well,
much.
Happy Dasen.
And I like to welcome to in the Nepal House in Mount Vernon too, every people.
Prem Rajat Mahat, he's Nepalese musician and restaurateur. He owns the Nepal House in Mount Vernon. We've got more information about Dasen on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.
Don't be crying on my soul.